Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
I think a lot of companies are in transition right now from paper records to electronic records, but I see the pace of that transition really picking up. And a lot of companies now realize that records management is a big part of compliance. It's about information and how it's handled, and it really has a big effect on what kind of response you can give a regulator or an inspector.
I'm here with Julie Gable. I was able to catch up with Julie here at the show floor at ARMA International Conference and Expo. Welcome to the podcast, Julie.
Thanks very much.
Now, Julie, you're known for your consulting practice and also some of the work you've done as an associate editor at the IMJ Information Management Journal. How do you like coming to the conference?
Oh, I love coming to the conference. I think out of 50 conferences, this might be my 25th or 26th. I probably shouldn't say that because it makes me sound old.
The thing that I'd like to do is just take you as a consultant and get some perspective from you. A lot of the listeners and a lot of the people that weren't able to attend the conference want to hear what's happening in the industry. Sarbanes-Oxley's there. There's a lot of compliance issues. There's a lot of investment that's been made over the last 5 years. How are people dealing with that? How are they finding a way to return on that?
Sure. Compliance has been a hot issue for a couple of years for many companies, and now the Sarbanes-Oxley deadlines for small and mid-sized companies are about to kick in, as well as for foreign firms. A lot of the big companies that had to deal with that spent a great deal of money, and they came to the realization that they now want some return on that investment. So it's not so much a question of just spending money to comply. It's more like, if we're going to spend this money to comply, let's get some return on our investment. What can it do for us? The other thing I'm seeing quite a bit of is the implications for records management within the compliance realm. I think in the first go around, some of those things got passed over, and a lot of companies now realize that records management is a big part of compliance. It's about information and how it's handled, and it really has a big effect on what kind of response you can give a regulator or an inspector. So that's one of the trends I see. There are some others that I've encountered in my consulting practice. One of them is, of course, the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, which everyone is concerned about. They're going to take effect December 1st. There are a number of sessions here at the conference about what records and information management's role should be and can be in helping companies formulate their response to the federal rules. So in that regard, this show is an excellent source of information for that. You had a terrific session this morning with Judge Shira Shinline, who was the judge in the Zubelik case.
We were able to meet Judge Shinline yesterday. It was great.
She set precedent, I think, that's going to endure for some time.
Now, a lot of the industry here is working to come up with solutions for the electronic document world.
Right.
You have some expertise in that area. That thing has really evolved in the last 5 years, and looks like it only continues to evolve.
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of companies are in transition right now from paper records to electronic records, but I see the pace of that transition really picking up. Companies are very, very concerned with what to do with electronic records. So whereas a few years ago we were just trying to get an idea of what that meant, you know, what are electronic records, how does it work, now I see customers and I see people at this show, they want to know what to do. Tell me what to do. Tell me how to do it. And for that reason, I think a lot of vendors have picked up on the idea that managing records is no longer a separate piece. It's got to be part of the software. I think you're seeing that with some of the recent acquisitions that have taken place. I think you're also seeing it with companies like Microsoft, who, you know, are promising records management capabilities in Office 2007 and certainly in SharePoint. I think you're going to see more and more of that on the horizon and happening here as well.
So these records management people that you work with every day, I've met some of them here on the floor myself, there's a lot they have to know.
One woman I talked to said that she had a number of different organizations, as many as 60 plus, different compliance organizations that she had to deal with. Seems like the records managers not only have to be experts in storing and managing and collecting the content, but also the procedures and the laws that govern the job. How do they keep up? Any recommendations? Or
It's a tough one. I've said for years in presentations that nobody knows everything, and I really believe that. I think that the only way that you can keep up is to have people around you who are really good, know who's good, and know how to go to them and ask them. So, you know, it's your legal counsel who can help with laws. It's the compliance officer who can help you with some of the regulations that are coming down the pike. And of course, compliance now is international. Mm-hmm. So even though you might be a U.S. company, you know, your subsidiary in Canada has Canadian laws to think about, or English laws to think about, or European Union laws. Certainly in the IT world, trying to keep pace with some of the change in technology. I think records managers have a real good start here at ARMA, and I think ARMA's always been a terrific source of that information. I also think that records managers more and more realize they have to collaborate with others. The way you get smart fast, well, there are two ways to get smart fast. One is read, the other one is talk to people who know. And I think you can get a lot out of the ARMA show.
It feels like this is a great networking event for everyone here. Networking with the vendors that they work with on a daily basis in the office, as well as people with similar titles, similar size organizations. A lot of those people are here today.
Oh, they are. Some of it's just, you know, complaining about the same things, but you really can learn a lot from your peers. I sometimes think in the sessions you can learn as much from the people who ask questions as you can from the speaker who's answering them.
Do you see anything real big that's happened in the last 12 months? It sounds like there's a couple of things, Sarbanes is coming online for smaller firms, but is there anything that's new, that's big, that the listeners out there would want to know about?
Yeah, I think a trend that I'm seeing a lot of is this idea of matching the amount of effort or the amount of control that you put around those records with the amount of risk that they pose. So you know, if you have a set of records that is risky for compliance or risky for litigation, you're going to put your scarce resources and scarce money around those. You're never going to have enough time and money to do everything for every class of records. I see more emphasis now on matching risk with the amount of effort that has to be matched to meeting that risk.
Probably a lot of that you're seeing from your customers who are trying to get a return again. Can't spend money endlessly without having some valuable benefit to the organization.
Absolutely right. And that's the best business case and cost justification you can make.
What about any of the people that are new to this industry or that are coming into ARMA for the first time? Any insider advice, places that you'd tell them to go to learn more?
First of all, I would tell them it's a great time to come into the industry and a great time to come into the profession because of so much happening. Places to go to learn, I think the presentations and the sessions are excellent. I think you can learn a great deal from going to the vendor booths, talking to the folks that are in the booths, watching the presentations and demonstrations. Ask questions. If you don't know, ask. People will help you. The ARMA folks in general, too, are very helpful people. And if you ask anybody, they'll be glad to answer your question or point you towards someone. The other thing I think that's useful is the certification. Certified Records Manager certification. I'd advise anyone who's starting out to take a look at that as a path.
Julie, it's been great to spend a little time with you.
Thank you very much for asking me. It's been my pleasure.
Coming live from the ARMA International Conference and Expo, this is Brad Baldwin.
This ARMA International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARMA on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.